Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Every time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road. You're the queen of my throne.
Yeah, baby. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We got tickets coming up. See your New England Patriots open the season against the Steelers at 7:30, also at 9:30 this morning. If you're one,
maybe this is going to be performed at the banner ceremony.
If you're thinking, who is this? Like, who is this new sensation?
That's the main attraction.
This is Jeremy Renner and Eric Zane. The two of them are just like cut loose. So Jeremy Renner was kind of like invisible to me. He was in big movies, but I never thought of Jeremy. I didn't often think of Jeremy Renner. He didn't pop off the page to me. He wasn't someone who was I was completely aware of their social lives. But baby, is that about to change? Because now there is a Jeremy Renner app, which is a lot different than Instagram. So the Jeremy Renner app, you get exclusive content. You get him jabbering with you, and the best part is that it's free, and you can send messages, and you get like random messages back from quote unquote Jeremy Renner, and you can also, to if you want your people to see more of what you send to them, there's a simple 200 through 14,800 star situation. So if I want to just be a cheapskate and get 200 stars, maybe maybe no one sees my tweets to him. But if I go $99.99 and get 14,800 stars, then people are going to see what I have to say to Jeremy Renner.
What does that mean? Does that mean it moves you up to the top of the comment section?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yes. Hang on. So you have to pay, because this is new to me. You have to pay to get notice at the top of the comment section. Okay. The more money you pay, the more noticed you are.
When the Ren Dog puts a post up, and I'll play you a post right here. So the Ren Dog, this Jeremy Renner, is sitting back, and he's just cooling. He's at God knows where. You know, he's probably at some fancy place in the south of France. And you get stuff like this when you download the Jeremy Renner app and give them access to your phone and voice, or your photos and voice.
Hey guys, Jeremy Renner here. I want to thank all you super fans on this app. Okay.
Consider me a super fan.
You like Arrow Guy? That's me.
Yeah. All you guys. Now listen, the regular fans can go scram. These are the Renners. And he actually has a name for them. He goes, there's one post that he put, he goes, Happy Ren's Day.
Oh, jeez.
And you know what he's doing? Hopping into a cool pool. Happy Ren's Day.
Super fans on this app. You guys are fantastic. All the art you've been sending in, all the love. And I really, really, truly appreciate this opportunity to share these experiences with you. It means a lot to me. I'm here out in Miami right now promoting the movie Tag coming out on June 15th. Hope you all get to see that. It's a different kind of movie than I normally do.
So for the low, low price of $100, you can respond to an ad that he's making for his movie Tag.
And then people can see what you responded.
Yeah. And so, like, so what will happen is, like, they'll have the video up, and then they'll have, like, comments, like, under the video, like, sweet Ren. Now, the only problem is people are going on the app is Casey Anthony and Bill Cosby, and they're doing things like that the Ren super fans don't like.
They're not big fans of that. Have you seen the second commercial from the Jeremy Renner Jeep saga yet?
Have you seen the video?
Oh, yeah.
For the not the car commercial, the video.
Okay, so I've seen the like minute long commercial.
No. Renner's got a video.
Okay.
He's in the desert.
Yep.
There are these neon like doorways. And he like goes through them, and then he's in the middle of the road, and he puts his hands out like with his palms in the air, his arms stretched out, and goes around in a circle, like almost like a rain dance, because he's so moved by the music he's making.
No, but the best is that in this one, in the second, the follow-up to the first one, where he's like at a stuffy party, and then he drives in his car, listens to his own music, and then arrives at the roadhouse, says, "I'm here to rock." In the second one, the follow-up, he's at a diner. And right outside the diner is a big tour bus that says Jeremy Renner, the Roadhouse Tour.
It's good to know he's peeing away all his money.
It's a giant tour bus. And so this is what happens. So he walks out and he's about to get on the tour bus, but then he sees a smooth Jeep come pulling up, and there's a, and he with like a hot girl driving it. And here's how it sounds.
Sick and tired of running circles for miles and miles.
That's him, by the way. It's song.
Why don't you have to play a good song?
Gotta get to the show. Get on the bus.
So, and then you gotta get on the bus. And then he looks at the camera and goes like this, his eyebrows. And the driver of the Jeep tosses him the keys, and they get in the bus, and he drives the Jeep.
Yeah.
So he's like leading the way, and the tour bus is behind him, and then like a total a-hole takes these poor people's Jeep off road and starts like jumping rocks and going through creeks. Imagine lending the guy your Jeep and saying, you know what, I'm gonna F this thing up.
Okay,
bad.
If I give Renner anything, it's his. He has carte blanche. But Rich.
Yes.
Is he going to make more tunes?
You see, that's the question.
The thing is he going to make more tunes? Like, so he's being interviewed by someone called Chewy. And and it comes up. It's like, I love your music. Are you going to make more tunes? And by the way, he's sitting like in his living room where he's got like those drums from like the 80s that like
the electronic drum machine.
Yeah, like they're not real. Not, it's not a drum machine.
It's like the pads. You put the headphones on.
Exactly. So he's got that, you know, because he's breaking it down.
Thank you so much for having us in your home.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. And thank you for the breakfast burritos. But yo, brother, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
This is exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. This, especially with iHeart, man. I've been talking with a lot of people at iHeart for a very long time about music.
Okay, so you're going to perform at iHeartRadio Music Festival? What's going on, bro?
I
going to see you in Vegas?
I got to stretch first.
You're going to
stretch? Any sort of decisions.
Yeah, man. Are you ready to go on tour with this thing? Is it going to happen?
Music to me is about expression and about emotion. Another form of that is touring and performing it.
Yes. It's about sounding like Smash Mouth.
Sick and tired of running circles for miles and miles.
Hey. Let him explain himself.
We gotta get to the show.
We gotta get to the show. Get on the bus. He goes, I don't think so.
We gotta get to the show. We gotta get to Bennigan's. All right, so here he's going through his creative process, Rich. This is Jeremy Renner on the Jeremy Renner app.
Another form of that is touring and performing it. Right?
Yes.
Performing music is a whole other form of music. And that's what I do love about music. So I don't know if the performance part of it is in my near future or is it in my... It might be. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah, but really. I do know I'm always open and willing to things. Yeah. If people want me to play for them, then I'll consider playing for
nice.
Them. I'm not going to say I'm going to go on a tour and people are going to have to come watch me.
So Jeremy's available for birthday parties, quinceañeras.
Yeah, get it. I'll put
whatever
a clown
you want.
Outfit. Yeah, I'll put a clown outfit on. Make some water animals.
Yes, balloons, the balloon
balloons.
Animals.
Yeah, balloon animals. There you go, yeah.
Why does this partnership with Jeep work so well, bro?
Because it made sense, I suppose. It made sense for what they wanted to do in their campaign.
Sick and tired of running circles for miles and miles.
Made me walk in on the sun.
Yo, Jer, we got to get to the show. Get on the bus.
I don't think so. I'm completely destroying the stranger's Jeep.
It made sense because I'm like, okay, well, yeah, they like this music that I'd already written. And then I wrote the new one, Main Attraction, just specifically for Jeep.
Wow.
So he started off with all the credibility in the world. He wrote a...
So I ripped off the song Sail by AWOL Nation and put my own lyrics to it.
He didn't rip off anyone. He's the Ren Dog.
What's great, too, is that I went down a weird hole with Jeremy Renner, the Arrow guy from the Avengers. And not only did I find out that he did some covers online as well.
Well, this is from Tag. It's kind of a joke.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, also I found out that it said... People who enjoy Jeremy Renner enjoy the following. And it said, well, I won't tell you. Can you name this Avengers actor who also made an album in 2004? Name this Avengers actor who made an album full of love songs, unironically, in 2004.
Is that Robert Downey Jr.? Oh, Jesus. Oh, I like the sax. He's just like
underground. A little growler.
On the ground. That's why love don't go wrong. Oh my God.
I just like the first note. He comes in hot, right in tune.
Oh, I just, you're Jeremy Effin Renner. Get off. Like, what? Why do you need this?
By the way, also, people who listened to had a link to Scarlett Johansson. Her stuff's excellent. Like, it's really good. She's got a great singing voice. She's really good. I think she also, because she like hooked up years ago, I think somebody like, you know, Pete Yorn, I think it was, you know, Pete Yorn
yeah.
is, ended up like doing an album with her, and she's actually legitimately great.
No, well,
she's got kind of that
fun.
Smoky voice. I know it's no fun. It's not. I'm going to... That's my love. And the whole album's like this. All falls down. It's like Michael Bolton's Trash. I just like this note. He comes over there. Listen, it's no Walking on the Sun Revisited. Sick and tired of running
circles for miles and miles. Why do they allow people to just tell them that this is okay?
By the way, watch.
We gotta get to the show.
Watch all the commercials, and the dude kicks sand constantly. Like, why is he angry at sand? It's him in the desert just like kicking sand.
Because he ain't got time for no smoke machine. He just wants to make the sand rise. All right, we will be back. Remember your tickets for the Patriots coming up at 7:30.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Up. Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Every time I take a ride, I feel alive with nowhere to go. I'm the king of the road. You're the queen of my throne. Riding.
Yeah, baby. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We got
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And breaking news, Ezekiel Elliott has come to terms with the Dallas Cowboys on a 6-year, $90 million contract extension. More than $45 million of the deal is guaranteed. Elliott, who's 24, will not make it to the end of this $90 million contract, as you all know. And they better hope he can not get suspended. They better hope he can play for this, play a little bit before he gets suspended.
Now, you remember the window on running backs that are used, that are used as heavily as Elliott has been this early in his career. You're good till you're about 28, 29, maybe, and that's it.
Yeah, plus
and then
the amount of
used up
amount of carries he got in college.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, right. Yeah, this is it.
Now, having said all of that, and Dallas had to do this because the Dallas offense is faced solely around him. They really don't have Amari Cooper's fine, but and Dak Prescott is good, but they have a Pro Bowl offensive line and a great running back. They had to sign him to do this. It's the highest amount of total money in NFL history for a running back, and it's the highest amount of guaranteed money in history for an NFL running back.
This is how they built the team, is they wanted to build it through their offensive line. If you remember, this was a big point of emphasis for them.
And they locked those guys off.
Did a good job.
Yeah.
They got at least four guys that are Pro Bowlers on that offensive line.
But how much money do they have left? I mean, because Dak Prescott is still pushing for his new contract. And you know what? It being 2 years, with 2 years left, it seemed like, oh, well, maybe it's a little bit of a stretch that he would end up getting paid before the season starts. And then you see what Jared Goff got, which was in the same draft class. He had 2 years left, and he just got a ton of money. The most guaranteed money, $110 million and $32 million a year. So if you're Dak Prescott, you're sitting there saying, all right, well, I want that. That's what I want. Give that to me.
Okay, but if you're Jerry Jones, and Rich and I talked a little bit about this off the air before we came back on, is Dak Prescott any good on another team? Considering the running game he's got and the offensive line in front of him, is he nearly as good as he is now if you put him on San Francisco or Chicago?
That's not fair because, I mean, they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. So, of course, he's going to be able to thrive a little bit more because of what they've done.
But he's still a
good quarterback.
Well, they're a run-first offense, too. I mean, they're much more concerned, I think, for this season to lock up Ezekiel Elliott than they are Dak Prescott.
Would you give Dak Prescott $35 million a year? $30 million a year. He wants 40. He's not going to get that.
No.
That's the price.
See, I would, if I extend him and I figure I'm saving money in the long term, whatever you give him now is going to be considered cheap by the time that his contract's
up. But will
up.
You be overpaying him in two or
yes,
3 years?
You'd be overpaying
massively.
Him. Yeah.
In two or 3 years?
Wait, no.
Well, I don't know about that.
If I'm overpaying him. I don't think that Prescott's that good. I don't think I understand the going price theory. I get that.
That Goff, offense is going to be excellent. This
Goff
year.
Is a card is item number one you look at. You know, I mean, he's. I don't think he's worth the amount of money he just got either.
Don't even look at Goff. Look at Carson Wentz.
Fine.
Which is almost exactly what Goff edged him out by a little bit. I mean, but if you're Dak Prescott and you see that Carson Wentz, that kind of threw everything
Carson
out of
Wentz
whack.
Is by far the best of those three quarterbacks.
I don't think so. Because there's still questions about...
If Wentz stays healthy, he will put up much better numbers than Goff.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is a much better quarterback than Goff. Yes.
I would rather have Jared Goff this year than Carson Wentz.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean,
I mean, that's why they chose Wentz over Foles. I mean, when Wentz is right... He's actually, I'll go so far as to say, when Wentz is right, he's far better.
He was going to be the NFL MVP when he tore up his knee.
And then he tore up his knee.
Yeah, but if I'm a quarterback, I can tear up my knee. I mean, Tom Brady tore up his knee, and I think he's been okay afterwards.
Prescott's been fine. I mean, he's won twice as many games as he's lost, but 67 touchdown passes in 3 years as a starter?
I don't think he's any great shakes, but I also think that that's
the value
of the
quarterback. I think he's slightly above average. I'll put Goff is actually ahead of him.
Oh yeah, Goff is a top 10 quarterback. Goff had
borderline
two
top 10
great
quarterback.
Ever since Sean McVay showed up, Goff has been a very good quarterback.
He's a borderline top 10 quarterback.
Not borderline, he's top 10. There's no question he's top 10. Look at his statistics.
The last 2 years statistically you're right, but I don't think
You have the Super Bowl memory stuck in your head.
No, I'm looking at his numbers in December and in the playoffs. They're not very good, except for a 4-touchdown game against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Start December 2nd and work through the playoffs. There are 8 games there to look at. Most of them are mediocre.
I'm trying to think.
The two games he was good in, Rich, were against the two worst teams in the NFL the last 2 weeks of the regular season.
I also think that just like the Dallas Cowboys, a lot of his success is predicated on how well his running back is. And you take a look at the injury that Todd Gurley had at the end of the season, and that definitely affected his numbers.
I get it. I don't think he's nearly worth that amount of money. The NFL, when it comes to quarterbacks, is in sillyville. It's ridiculous.
Except with Tom Brady.
Well, Brady's a little different.
I mean, Brady's much Brady annoying to the league.
Brady should have been making this money 5 years ago.
I love that stat yesterday that Brady's backups have almost made as much as he has in his lifetime. I mean, basically, if you play here for 5 minutes, you get paid. It happened with Matt Cassel. It definitely happened with Jimmy Garoppolo. And now you've got Brian Hoyer going there and getting $9 million guaranteed and a $12 million deal for 3 years. And then Jacoby Brissett. And then Tom Brady, the most underpaid man in the history of football. And that's why when people talk about, is this going to be his final year? You know, after a while, when he, of course, puts his house on the market and he doesn't quite get the deal that I'm sure that he wanted, according to insiders, you know, he probably obviously wanted more than that. He probably wanted the Drew Brees like thing, like, hey, you'll retire here. Let's pay you a bunch of money until, you know, you're 45. But he didn't get that. So... at what point do you, and I know Tom Brady is inhuman and he's always taking a cut to help out the team, but at some point, doesn't it piss you off if you're him and you're sitting around watching Carson Wentz and Jared Goff make all this money?
I don't think it pisses him off or he wouldn't do it. I mean, I don't think he cares. I have him, if you're being gracious, I have him as the 11th best quarterback in the NFL.
Who's
Goff?
That?
Goff.
Okay.
I have him.
How's that?
Brady, Wentz.
I think he's better than Wentz.
All right. Well,
right
not.
Now, he is. Rob right now, Berger,
he's disagreeing. No, he's not. Then you have Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Deshaun come on. Watson. Really? You're going to put Kirk Cousins ahead of Jared Goff?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback than Jared Goff.
No, he's not.
Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback than Jared Goff.
That's true.
Ryan's a better quarterback. Brees is a better quarterback. Mahomes is a better quarterback. Phillip Rivers is a better quarterback. Russell Wilson is a better quarterback. So that's what I got right now. And plus, Sammy D's waiting in the wings.
That's right. Sammy D is 11th.
You didn't 12th. Say Baker Mayfield.
No, I did not say Baker Mayfield. You want to throw him in to not support your argument? Fine. Baker Mayfield, yes, he's the future. That thing is getting... Now everyone's starting... Now because the hype was so much with Cleveland, people are starting... You're hearing it now. that Cleveland's going to be interesting because they have a rookie head coach. They have Odell Beckham. They have Baker Mayfield. And we'll see. We'll see how this team does.
You saw Will Brinson do it yesterday, talking about serious concerns about the Browns' offensive line.
You better come out flying this year.
Fred, you are not the only one who doesn't like Baker Mayfield. OCU Mignora, he was on this, I forget, with the NFL Network. He was on one of these talking head shows. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, likes to murder quarterbacks for a living, or yes, used to at least. And here's what he thinks of Baker Mayfield.
I'm honest with you, Mark. I cannot stand this young man. I mean, I can't. I've tried to give him a chance. I have, because I liked him coming out of college. But, I mean, this guy just keeps on spouting off at the mouth, man. You are a quarterback. You're protected. You're an endangered species, man, because you're so protected. You shouldn't be talking like that. If I was still playing, me, Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, this is the type of guy that we would sack, remove his helmet, take the football, and shove it directly down his throat.
Oh, it's like porn.
That's illegal? I'm just telling you the way we treat quarterbacks who behave in this manner.
Yeah, it's like porn.
Yeah, they're going to want to kill him.
And I've said that before, is that, like, how come you're talking like this? You play a position where you don't get hit. Like, that's like a punter going crazy about, like, how he's going to kick everyone's ass. I'm here. Yeah, you guys are playing. When he went up against Baylor and it's like grabbed himself and stuff like that. I mean, Jesus Christ. All right, well, they start with Tennessee at home, which you figure that they'll win, and then everyone will get very crazy.
Oh, you're talking about the Browns?
Yeah, the Browns. Yeah. And so everyone will go nuts, and then everything is going to be about how great they are. They go to the Jets. That's a Monday night game. I don't know. And then they play Los Angeles at home, at Baltimore, at San Francisco, and Seattle. So things could get very, very interesting over
there. Which LA team do they have?
They got
the Rams or Chargers?
They got the Rams.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, they got the Rams. They're at Baltimore, at San Francisco, and have Seattle at home. Then they're at New England, at Denver. So things could get very interesting there in Cleveland very quickly. Yeah, I am I'm not wild about their chances this year. And I can't be more happy about it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely true. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to the Patriots home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is this Godsmack or Jeremy Renner?
We should play a game.
It's Godsmack.
I swear to God I did. I thought it was Godsmack, but then I wasn't sure. All right, caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to the Patriots home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday night at Gillette Stadium.
We gotta get to the show. Get on the bus.
What's even worse about that commercial is that it's been in every commercial. Like, hey, we gotta go. And he's signing autographs. Like, sorry, man.
I'm here for the fans.
All right, so good luck winning those tickets. Here are the headlines.
98.5
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports Hub.
Don't get the do app. That.
Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. I would take it that this week's Hard Knocks was the last one.
It was, and all in all, disappointing season. Not enough Mark Davis. They had one moment of him yesterday, but it was edited so much that you couldn't let him just be Mark Davis for a moment.
Was there like barbecue sauce on the film no, where they had sliced it?
It seemed like
right there.
Too much creative control from the Oakland Raiders. As a matter of fact, there was never a moment where Gruden sat down and cut anybody. And that's kind of strange. By the way, I hate those parts of the episode. Like, it really, I feel bad for the guys whenever the, you know, for an entire, you know, four or five episodes, it's four episodes, right? They show, like, how hard these guys have worked. You meet their family, and then they get cut, and you're just like, all right, well, that sucks. But that's weird to leave that out of it. That's part of preseason football. That's part of the drama. And there was very little of that. As a matter of fact, all they had really yesterday was the defensive coordinator letting a guy go, but then he immediately gets a call from Detroit. So there you go, Fred. Your team's going to get a nice little throwaway little steerage. Yep. Somebody was cut from the Oakland Raiders. But
they must be excellent.
But the one thing that was consistent is that, man, Gruden just needs to be on TV. He has to be on TV. And you're missing out on some great moments without him not being on. Monday Night Football, he ended up hating it after a while because your buddy, John, ended up taking over.
Sean McDonough.
Sean McDonough, Captain Joyless. Get this nerd out of here. He liked it when Tirico was there.
Yeah, Tirico, I can play off you. Look at you, yeah.
But there are some moments where Gruden just becomes pure Gruden. And last night, there was a scene where a car picked him up at 4:50 in the morning.
Yeah, look at how early it is.
It's super early, football hours.
Yeah.
He got in the car, and he was driving in, and he was picking some music on the radio.
So over the years, I've practiced counting backwards by threes, especially when I'm pissed off. It just helps me keep control and concentration. I like this song, Firehouse.
My man's a Firehouse fan.
First of all, where'd he find Firehouse? And second of all, like, everybody, it's WKPY with Firehouse. Don't treat me bad.
He's like, yeah, Firehouse.
Yeah,
these guys rock and roll.
You might throw, if this guy wasn't so obsessed, you might throw him in the Hesher pile. He was in Heavy Metal parking lot. Yeah, I like this song, Firehouse, yeah.
I like this song, Firehouse. That's Metallica. That's my song, too, man. Oh, this is a good way to start the day, right?
Yeah.
Metallica, man.
Oh, I love it all. I love rock and roll.
Rock and or roll.
Oh, Firehouse. Look at that. Fred used to rub himself to the videos.
Was there a good-looking woman in the video?
No, it was an 80s metal group that didn't have anybody good. Just all ugly chicks.
Just everyone was disgusting.
Yes.
So then he goes on, and when he's sitting in the film room and he's showing film to his players, you get a little bit of the QB cam come out of him when he gets all weird and creepy. And there was one player that he was obsessed with on Monday Night Football. Obsessed with.
Is this one.
It was a member of the Patriots. There was see if you can guess. What player on the Patriots was he obsessed with? I mean, a true Gruden grinder.
Oh, a Gruden grinder?
What year are we talking about?
I don't think he liked Brady that much because he loved Peyton Manning so much. So it's not Brady.
No. If you're a sheriff,
he's got to be a grinder.
But
he's got to be a little white guy.
Woodhead. Woodhead. Danny Woodhead.
All right. Here we go. This is Gruden grind. Look at this kid. He won that damn trophy for going to a crap school. Look at that guy. He's all little and white. Look at him be a little scampering around, all little and white.
Oh.
I'm just going around the league here. Looking around. So happy to see this. Le'Veon who?
Yeah.
Say whatever you want about all the football stats and all the fantasy bullshit. The one thing I always loved about this guy is he'll ring your what?
Bell.
He will ring your bell, man. Boof! I love that. I love you. Put that.
I mean, he's the best.
I miss him so much.
Sir, could you give me a $20 bill? Now, you'll see there's nothing wrong with this $20 bill, and I will make it.
Boof! Disappear. I love that.
Who was the hottest chick in the movie Teen Wolf?
Boof!
I agree.
That is true.
That's a reference.
I get it.
28% of our audience died.
All right, I'm good.
He didn't want her, though. He wanted the sexy blonde. Yep. But he had to settle for Boof. All right, here we go.
Boof! I love that. I love you. Put that on tape right there. You'll have a job forever, Josh Jacobs. You understand me? Danny who?
Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead.
Yeah.
What college has Woodhead come out of, Josh Jacobs?
Don't know.
God, everybody knows where Woodhead is from. Where's he from, Jalen? Jesus, Butterbean. Where's he from, DeAndre? From Shadron State, don't you know?
From Shadron State. Look at that. Look at all those white kids running around like crazy.
He loved Danny Woodhead.
Oh, yeah.
And they always had to mention how diminutive he was.
Oh, yeah. Look at how small he is. He's going to get hurt real easy.
I'll put him in my pocket, save him for later.
look at you. You're at the bottom of my mom's purse. Barney, look at I'm hungry. You got a cough drop. You got some Kleenex. And you got a little Danny Woodhead in there. Boof! Look at that. Look at what you're keeping in there. I'll take two.
Shadron State taught him how to pick up blitzes. He never had dirty eyes. He knew who to block. Let's hear it for Danny Woodhead. Where's he from?
Shadron State.
Now
look at
Knockwood.
That's right, Boof. Shadron State. Not a smart fella.
Boof!
Where is he now? Ah, who cares? He's probably all screwed up. And playing the league, being so small, he's probably all messed up. But he was out there. He didn't care.
Too many bad, dirty eyes. I see this back's eyes all over the place.
We just put him in the trunk of the car. We wouldn't even take him on the bus. Look at you, Danny. Get in a suitcase. I ain't paying for you to get on this plane.
Too many bad, dirty eyes. I see this back's eyes all over the place. His eyes are east. His eyes are west. His eyes are north and south. I mean, what the hell? We going to chip or not? Who's 54?
Burns.
Where's he from? What college?
My hurricane.
You know what he eats for breakfast, this guy Vernon? He eats...
Danny Woodhead.
He's little Woodheads.
Boof!
You know what this guy eats for breakfast? It's quite sensible, actually. He gets fruits and grain.
You know what he eats for breakfast, this guy Vernon? He eats glass, all right, and nails.
Yeah, just like a prison murder. Slowly, you just put the glass all ground up in their food. Look, I'm working in the mess hall. I'm trying to... This guy owes this guy some money. A little glass in there, maybe eat a nail. And then all of a sudden, why are you coughing up blood? Oh, I don't know. It's been a long... I'm playing the long con. First, it starts with a little coughing up of blood. Next thing you know, it's coming out of everywhere. You're dying. Gruden don't owe you no money no more.
All right, coming up, we have Patriots tickets at 9:30. We also have tickets to see Tool coming up at 8:50. We'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
What's up? For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Tutcher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Mark, hello.
So take me home, 'cause I won't remember. Take me home.
Good call.
I don't think it was actually take me home.
I think that was well done. Sick and
tired of that might have possibly been
the whole music.
Yeah, it might have been Jeremy Renner.
He's waiting for a while. By the way, have you heard, Fred and I were just talking about this off the air, you know how long the new It movie is? The sequel, It 2? It's 3 hours long.
Oh, God.
It's a three-hour movie, and every review that I've read of it that's coming, it comes out this weekend. And by the way, it's also the best-selling horror movie right now in advanced ticket sales ever. So it's going to make a ton of cash this weekend. But most people who have reviewed it are saying that it's okay. It's just way too long. Like, I mean, at some point, I know that like people want to stay faithful to a book, but you got to make a movie at the same time, like a movie that people will want to sit through. And I don't care how there's certain elements you might have to leave out of it because you're trying to be faithful to the book. If it feels like it's going on forever, sometimes you got to edit it, man.
Like The Godfather 2 is too long. Like The Godfather 2, they should have made into two movies.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. If you're sitting, there's no reason. Like, Hoop Dreams is too long. There's no reason to be sitting there for 3 hours. The human body is not meant to do that.
Unfortunately, I believe Marvel might be to blame for people thinking a blockbuster can be over 2 hours long. Because I think that Endgame might have been like 2 hours and 45 when it was done.
That's why it was so emotionally draining to Nick.
I mean, it really was.
Is that he had to, just sitting there and plodding through that garbage. It must have been very difficult.
I think there's also people who are, like studio executives think, well, there's people who sit on their couch and binge watch three episodes of an hour-long show, so why can't we make a three-hour-long movie? But it's completely different.
Yes, I'm at home. I can get up. I can do whatever the hell I want. I can go take a dump. I can go to the refrigerator. I can. It's completely different. You can walk around. Being in a dark movie theater with a bunch of strangers staring at a screen.
See, I don't have a problem with that.
That's too much.
But 3 hours also in a movie theater. 3 hours at home means 3 hours. 3 hours in a movie theater means 3.5 hours. It means you have trailers. It means you have to get there. I mean, maybe even more than that if you want to add that all into it.
I'll tell you this, is that the Tim Curry which I revisited. I had never seen it before, actually, but is five times scarier than the one that came out.
It was really scary. Yeah, because the Tim Curry one's really freaky.
It's overlit. It's like, it looks like just crappy enough to be, you know, super scary.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first three quarters of it because I read the Wikipedia on the book and it's all like twisted and everything. And I'm like, wow, there's some stuff like Stephen King. Sometimes Stephen King, apparently I've never read one of his books, but sometimes there's stuff apparently in his books that you're like, wow, that came out of your old head there, eh? Like,
yeah, there's some pretty disturbing stuff in some of his books.
Yeah, and like, so I read the synopsis of the books of it, and I was like, wow, this is messed up. And then I watched the movie, and I'm like, it's like the Goonies with a clown.
Goonies is all right.
That's I don't like movie. The Goonies.
Yeah, Goonies was good.
But it was that's what it is. It's the Goonies with a clown. And when he was like, come into the sewer, kid. And then the kid's like, ah. And then he goes, ah. I got you.
Well, the one thing about it that I remember when I read it was that it was a great book until the end, and the ending sucked. Like, the ending of it sucks. It's not good. The way it all, the way that everything gets wrapped up, it's not a good ending. As a matter of fact, people are even saying the movie is the first, people, I guess, almost unanimously loved the first It movie. It was done well, and I think they thought the kids were really good in it. But this one they're saying is just kind of eh, and it's way too long.
Yeah. It's far too long to be scared of a clown, because now you're asking people to be scared of a stupid clown for 5.5 hours. Like, there's enough going on. Yeah. Like, wow, yeah, that clown, eh? It's still sticking around 5.5 hours later. Yeah, balloons and everything else. You know, like, isn't the whole point, like, of the... Because the trailer was looked a little frightening. Because, like, the Pennywise is a frightening-looking clown. But after... I mean, how long can that be scary?
He's not just a clown. That's a thing. It's a spoiler alert, but he's not just a clown.
Oh, spoiler alert. All right, fine, whatever he is.
So,
does he turn into a gargoyle?
It's terrifying. It's
in the book, but not in the movie.
If they do it right, it will be scary in the movie.
Did you think the first one was scary?
I didn't see the first one. I didn't see it. I didn't see the first part of it.
I didn't think it was scary. And I don't need any more anxiety in my life. I don't like those horror movies. Once I saw Sleepaway Camp, I said, never again.
I got one for you that I saw this summer, Midsommar. Have you heard of this movie?
No, but is it done well, or is it in grainy film?
No, it's done really well.
Because grainy film is the scariest.
Oh, well.
Like, if it's done like an all cheap.
I mean, if it's a 1970s horror movie where you know that the actors are actually getting like hurt and maimed, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yes, that's terrifying. I see. I never found slasher movies scary, but that movie I thought was terrifying.
Yeah,
like to me, you can take Friday the 13th and all that stuff.
No, those aren't scary, except for the way that teenagers were always getting laid, and it apparently skipped my generation. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, the fact that it is 3 hours long, I think anyone who goes to the movie theaters now, I mean, it is one of the worst experiences. Considering you have everything you could ever want at your home. Wait a few months for it to come out. You can do everything you talked about, get up, move. And you don't have people who are now so ridiculous in movie theaters, they act like it's their own living room at home. They yell, they scream. I was in a movie the other day at 9:45. There was a baby in there. I'm looking over. I went to go see The Lion King really late. I'm looking over. My girlfriend dragged me there.
Dude, you're at The Lion King. What do you expect? Of course there's going to be kids there.
9:45 at night?
Yeah, it's The Lion King. Who cares what time it is?
Why'd your girlfriend want to see The Lion King?
That's stupid to say. I said, I see this movie 9 times. I don't need to see it again in a movie theater.
I had to go to that movie, but it was raining. And the best is having to scramble when it rains. When you look at the forecast on the weekend, it's going to rain. So you have to frantically scramble to get movie tickets. So you get like an hour and 45 minutes of peace of mind.
Oh, yeah. But that's the best thing that's ever happened to the movies is reserve seats.
And by the way,
there's no question.
A baby out at 9 o'clock, if you don't have kids, isn't as crazy as it sounds.
Well, sometimes, like, if you have a little baby. Like they don't sleep through the white noise. Like, well, going to, I've never done it, but we used to go to loud restaurants fairly late because they sleep through that.
But also, like, a baby doesn't go to bed at like 7 o'clock at night and then like get up at like, you know,
you go to a kid's movie and there's a kid like crying or screaming. Dude, that's on you. That's what you expect. Now, if you're going to go see, you know, It or something like that, then that's on the parents. Yeah, Midsommar's all right, by the way. That's that one about that freaky festival in the middle of Sweden. And they go out there, and it's a cult, and all sorts of weird stuff. Oh, it's good. That's it. Well, put it this way: it's really slow for about the first like 45 minutes, but the ending is a massive payoff.
See, that's the thing: you have to hack your way through 45 minutes. I usually give up at that point.
No, the 45 minutes is interesting.
Oh,
it's it's just slow, and it's building the tension.
I see.
It's like some of those Tarantino scenes and stuff that it takes a while to build the tension, but then when it bursts,
Ted, use proper term, use nice terminology. But go ahead.
Absolutely. So, do you guys know if they're going to include the 13-year-old gangbang that Stephen King...
See, you can't use that term.
Even with the warning.
All right, because I read that on Wikipedia, and there's a scene in it involving underage kids and sex. That can't be in the movie, right?
I think they did include it. I read that somewhere that scene,
I mean,
it's
not unprecedented.
But, but they did it, obviously, the way you can,
like,
do
I
it.
I mean, the movie Kids, the Larry Clark movie, the Harmony Korine movie, you know, starts with two underage kids having sex. But that was controversial. But, I mean, you can do it in a movie. I just don't know in a blockbuster. Because when I read, and again, I haven't read the book. From what I read in the synopsis, it's like, it gets kind of like sick. In that sense.
You know what's weird is that I don't even remember that part that much from when I read it.
Because according to Wikipedia, it's there a lot.
And by the way, seeing a horror movie in a theater is way better than seeing it at home. I like the people screaming at the screens. Like that.
Someone sits behind you rubbing their hands going, I'm getting ideas.
All right. Gronk was on LeBron's barbershop, eh?
Yeah, he was on the shop last
night.
Just
hanging out at the barbershop. Just, hey, this is our country club, baby. This is where we kick around ideas. This is where we have our fun.
It was actually wildly entertaining for all the right and wrong reasons. Gronk was great, but Kevin Hart might have stole the show.
Oh.
Dude was drunk.
Oh. Oh, that's the best. He might be getting to the point where it doesn't matter for him either.
I think he's just like, I'm loaded like with money, so I don't care. I'll do this, and I'll get drunk before I do it. I don't care.
As Chappelle says in his special, if three jokes on Twitter from 5 years ago can get me kicked off the Academy Awards, well, this is my life. This is what's going to happen. Here are the headlines.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.